Time for Checkoff Chat 2026, brought to you courtesy of our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. Don't forget, they've been in agriculture, helping farms across the state, really around the region now, make sure that they are getting top dollar for their livestock, no matter the species. And don't forget about all the additional services that Equity Livestock has available as well. You can start your search to find out more at equitycoop.com. Caitlin Kessler in studio with us now with the Wisconsin Beef Council. She is a gal that brings with us an interesting new campaign for 2026, but one that I think all will identify with and want to be a part of. Remember, you can find details always on what's happening with your beef and dairy checkoff dollars at beeftips.com. I say dairy because we've got an awful lot of dairy producers out there now that have beef as a part of their farm revenue. What's happening with research, promotion, and education? Beeftips.com. All right, Caitlin, first of all, Happy New Year. So good to see your smiling face and very excited to talk about this campaign involving Wisconsin Supper Clubs, an interesting spin.
That's right. We were really excited about it, too, especially the fact that we're able to elevate this huge tradition on the national level. So a lot of folks may know that the Beef Checkoff has national contractors. So when we collect that dollar, we keep 50 cents here in the state of Wisconsin for our efforts. The other 50 cents goes on nationally to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And there's contractors that say we have these ideas for promotion, education, research, and they're reimbursed as they complete the work. One of our largest contractors is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Folks commonly know them as NCBA. They're the ones that manage that fantastic Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. And last year, they challenged the state beef councils, saying that they wanted us to come up with our state story around beef. They wanted to be able to feature it in an aspect called Real People, Real Stories, because as we all know, beef isn't just something that we put on our plate. It's a culture, it's a tradition, it's family time. I even think, you know, just coming off the holidays, we always think of those warm, nostalgic traditions, and that's really the story that they wanted to encapsulate. And so we thought, well, heck, why not Wisconsin Supper Clubs?
Oh, man, this has got me excited. I mean, just stop and think about it, folks. It's about stories. Every Wisconsin Supper Club has got a story, and that's kind of why you are here, is to encourage the audience to start sending us those stories.
Absolutely. We want people to share their experience out at supper clubs and restaurants, or even if you're cooking that prime rib or tenderloin at home. We love those authentic stories. And we're really excited to start sharing out this campaign that we did with Real People, Real Stories. They finalized the video and said, we started shooting in June, and this is going to feature Krabby's Supper Club over in Seymour, Wisconsin. This was my first time visiting Krabby's, won't be my last, and it was actually a really fun way of meeting this family. I was at the Wisconsin Association of Fairs Convention, and one of the candidates, her name was Lydia Rasmussen, and she was telling me all about bartending at her parents' supper club, helping wait tables, the things that people do in their family business, bringing it all together. And it was really neat to hear that aspect and her pride. She's the first supper club I've ever heard of that has stuffed prime rib on their menu. And she also has dairy cattle that she and her mom raised. Her mom, Janine, had a dairy farming background and wanted to keep that aspect alive. And so it was really fun to be able to learn that. And I just thought, this is perfect. One of them that they often brought up was their beef stock and their homemade French onion soup. It's something people keep coming back for time and time again. And their employees even have generations working there. Some of their employees have been there for 40 years. So it was really neat to be able to work with Janine and Eric Rasmussen and their daughter Lydia to really bring alive and be able to share Wisconsin's supper club tradition on the national scene.
And it makes perfect sense because, much like our farms, the family story. Supper clubs in Wisconsin have that same family story. So now I'm sure people have already started saying, oh, I know somebody that should be a part of this conversation. The nomination process is open for 2026, is it not?
That's right. We're always looking for folks to share their stories. And they may remember that prime rib trail that we launched last year. And you can continue those nominations on our website, beeftips.com. Keep sharing those stories and telling us what your favorite parts are of going out. Part of this process that we had with NCBA was they wanted to find a customer, one of those loyal customers that comes in time and time again. And they said birthdays. That's their story with their supper club. It was every birthday, they go over there and they enjoy their favorite cut, the Janine tenderloin. And that's actually their most popular menu item that they have there at that supper club. We all have those items that we associate when it comes to beef. Maybe it's chili during deer hunting opening weekend, or it's that tenderloin for your birthday, or a big prime rib for the holidays. Like we said earlier, it's more than just the product itself, is that story around it. And if we can help consumers reach that part of their nostalgia as well and remember that sweet memory and association, we hope that they'll continue choosing beef on their menus or on their plates time and time again.
We're not the only these ideas. I'm just noticing Caitlin Kessler's notes about how other states are wanting to tell their story.
Absolutely. We were really lucky that last year we were one of three states that was selected for this process. The other states were Oklahoma. They featured a food truck called Redbone Indian Tacos, and Idaho, where this is a really fun one too. A community treats high schoolers to a sit-down beef dinner before prom. So this is one of those small communities where there's not a lot of dining options. And of course, prom is a very special time for those juniors and seniors. And so this community does this beautiful venue where they offer prime rib for these kiddos going to prom. So that one, I'm biased. I think that ours is the best story, but that one was another pretty cool story that they had.
If you're just joining us, Caitlin Kessler in studio with us with the Wisconsin Beef Council. We're talking about the 2026 campaign, putting an emphasis on Wisconsin supper clubs and their story, much like our Wisconsin beef producers' story that they share. It's more than just product. You can find details at beeftips.com if you'd like to. And this is getting a lot of results.
It is. I reached out to NCBA and just said, I know that this was just placed on YouTube, but give me some insights as far as what's going on. And when we talk about YouTube, if folks aren't quite familiar, it's so much more than a social media platform. A lot of folks now are using YouTube for their main source of television and entertainment, and people choose to watch what's on their channels through their TV or phone. And right now, that video of Krabby Supper Club has 261,000 views. That means that over a 250,000 times someone watched a Wisconsin beef story. And that's not just in our state. We're really noticing that it's exactly what the Beef Checkoff is designed to do. We're earning attention. We're not just paying for ads. And when consumers are spending time with that positive beef story, it helps build demand by creating that love through the product, through the farmers themselves, through the folks who are cooking it. I mean, we have to look at that trust aspect throughout the entire supply chain. And we know that our farmers, our retailers, our restaurants, they're busy running their own business. And that's where the Beef Checkoff can come in and help support those aspects by promoting their products on the state and national level.
All right, what's next then? You've got me excited. What can we tell them to do now?
Right now, you can reach out to the Wisconsin Beef Council, beeftips.com, any of our social media channels. Tell us your story, your supper club story, your prime rib story. If you're a farmer out there, tell us your story too, because I tell you, Pam, social media really blows up with those farmer stories. We had one just before Christmas, just a cute video of calves kicking up their heels and some fresh fodder. 7,000 likes. I've never had a video blow up like that before. I thought it was a mistake in our metrics, but that's really what sells. Are there stories, the people behind the plate, and we want to help get those out there. So please reach out to us, beeftips.com. Tell us your beef story, your passion, and we want to keep growing that on the state and national level.
And if you've never heard the story of Krabby's by Seymour, then make sure that you're taking a look at beeftips.com and viewing that. Join the ranks that are obviously resonating with the Wisconsin Supper Club story, our Wisconsin beef producer story. Caitlin Kessler in studio with us. She is part of the communications team with Wisconsin Beef Council. As she said, you can always find recipes, stories about Wisconsin beef, research that's going on, any of the facts that you're looking for at beeftips.com. Kicking off our 2026 checkoff chat, thank you again to Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association for their support. Find their website at equitycoop.com.